The Minnesota Star Tribune is now reporting that the mother of the woman who was killed has identified her as Renee Nicole Good. For more, we're joined now by Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara. Thank you for being with us. And you said just yesterday that the way ICE had carried out their operations, the intense emotions surrounding all of this, made unrest or a tragedy almost inevitable. And now that is precisely what has happened. How do you square that warning with what unfolded?
Well, you know, unfortunately, the reality of conducting law enforcement is every time our police officers leave the station and go out into the street, there is risk that something tragic can happen. And we know very clearly, as I have been saying for several weeks, is there is a very heightened risk when activity is being conducted, enforcement activity is being conducted on the street, when you know, situations are very tense and things are very emotionally charged. And so that's why I just think it's very important that we ensure that an investigation occur transparently. I think we owe that to the deceased person and their family, as well as to the community, who clearly, you know, have been very concerned. And there's just been a lot of questions, not so much specifically about whether or not federal law enforcement, federal laws are enforced, but more specifically, how that enforcement is being conducted.
Well, based on what you have seen and learned so far, what is your assessment of what transpired in that fatal shooting?
So the information that I have is very preliminary, and is, you know, the same as what is available in open sources. But I can tell you this much. In my career as a police officer for many decades now, law enforcement training has been trying to de-escalate whenever possible and trying to avoid getting police officers into these types of situations with drivers who are taking off, and trying to prevent situations where law enforcement may be in the path of a vehicle, trying to avoid these things in the first place. And so that has very clearly been you know, where professional law enforcement has been going in this country for many years.
It's your officers who've had to deal with the immediate aftermath of all of this. What's the plan for how you intend to handle protests and demonstrations in the days ahead?
Well, our officers have been doing an incredible job day and night around the clock, and it's been heightened for the last several weeks. And quite frankly, many times our officers come to scenes trying to protect life, trying to preserve the peace, and they often then become the object of people's hate and vitriol and frustration over how things are happening in the street. So we will continue to be staffed up. We will be ready to go around the clock. But more importantly, we are asking everyone in our community and all of our public officials to please allow people to exercise their right to peaceably assemble and express frustrations, but express those frustrations lawfully and peacefully, and not further subject this community to destruction or any further tragedy. Today was a tragedy. Let's be clear. I don't think, no matter which side you're on, the loss of a human life is a tragedy. And in this type of situation, no one wins.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara, thanks again for your time this evening. We appreciate it.
Thank you.